We are recording. So, Gary, first of all, let's cover why Bonhams is getting back into the New York whiskey auction business after pulling out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, it's been about a year and a half. And, you know, I think almost as soon as the decision was taken to step back from whiskey, the inquiries kept coming in. Our clients, I've never really been out of touch with our clients during this time. So I think we, had always left the door open. And as we had conversations with different collectors and different people in the whiskey world, we were thinking about how we'd come back. And then we had a single collection come along from a longtime client of ours. And we discussed briefly with him selling in Edinburgh, and we decided he would be better situated here in New York. He's from the New York area, and he was the impetus for putting the sale together.
So what can you tell me about this collection that's going to go up on the block on the 20th?
Well, we have a lot of great property. He has some very interesting things, some very rare bottlings. He has he's a big Ardbeg fan, this gentleman, and he has a whole bunch of Ardbeg single casks. He has a very interesting 40-year-old 1965 that we're going to sell for him. He has a whole range of Glenfarclas, the family casks, from 53, I believe, I don't have the list in front of me, up till, I think, 77. He has a Dalmore Eos and a Dalmore Candela that we're going to sell for him. He has a number of Macallan bottlings with the handwritten labels, a 38, a 40, a 50, and a 57, I believe. He's got a Millennium Decanter, Millennium Decanter. He's got a 1946 50-year-old Macallan. He's got a great selection. He's a fan of Brora, and he's got a great range of 30-year-old Broras, which he is a favorite whiskey of his, and he sees as sort of a good value whiskey. So his collection, it's not overly broad, but it's pretty broad. And I think we've been able to complement what he's given us with some other interesting property from around the country. And I think we've put a nice sale together. Have you had a chance to look at it?
I have looked at what you have and what was in the news release as far as the Ardbegs,
okay,
the Dalmores, and the Beaumores. I've not looked at the catalog yet.
Oh, right. I forgot about the Beaumores. So we have, Trinity set, and we have a first, second, and final black collection that we're going to sell as three.
So how has the market changed over the last year and a half since you left the market in the U.S.? How has the auction market changed?
Well, we think that the whiskey market, judging from, we look at, I speak to my colleagues in Edinburgh quite often and my colleagues in Hong Kong from time to time, although Hong Kong is a bit of a different animal, we think. We think it's remained strong. It may have even gained a little momentum, I think, in the time that we've been absent. It's sort of, this is all, just me looking at it from the outside. I mean, we're going to see, how things are next week. We're cautiously optimistic that we're going to have a nice result.
Is this the start of more auctions? Are we going to see more whiskey auctions, or is this just a one-off?
I believe we're going to see more whiskey auctions. I think we are experimenting with a format. As you know, this is going to be part of our wine sale. It's going to be a section of our wine sale, although it's going to be the lead section. And frankly, because this is our return to the U.S. whiskey market, it's really the focus of this mixed wine and spirit sale is really the whiskey. And that's how Bonhams is presenting it.